And of course,
I'm getting tomorrow.
Okay, we're in the Rambam.
Okay, tomorrow.
Perek Tetzayin Hilchos Tumas Hameis. We're in the middle of the very long halacha. Hey, so we're on the fourth part of halacha. Hey, let me just get us situated up here. We're going to start with the words Hoisa Kedera Munachas Betzad Aspukas Habayis, which is in your version. It's Hey 3. No. Hey, four.
Got it.
And there's a picture over there. Okay, so that's where we're at over here. Okay, we've been talking about the different pots under the skylights and not under the skylight, and different things that the tumah goes through or disperses, whatever. So this is a very okay. There's different ways to learn this. So we're going to go with one way over here. Let's describe the picture first over here. What you have is a house, and you're seeing one wall of the house. Let's say it's the east wall of the house. Everything you're seeing is just one wall of a larger house. Okay? Now, you've got an opening. You've got two sides of the wall on the east wall, let's say. And then you got an opening to the top. And there is a ceiling on the top. It's sealed all the way to the top. Okay? There's a ceiling all the way. And this is the doorpost. So what you've got is an aspuka is where the ledge, the
porch.
Not the porch. The flat part where the entranceway is. So it goes out a little bit to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Not a foyer. It's just a block. It's
the wall's knocked down.
There's no wall. There is no wall in the middle. There's a wall on the left, a wall on the right, an open space. You can call it a door if you like.
Yeah.
I want to call it a door. Why is it? And then you've got like a flat thing on the ground, mm-hmm. that's in the doorpost, but it hangs and it goes further than the doorpost.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a doorpost. Not that door. What do you call it? The threshold. The threshold, but it's not just a threshold that's flush with the doors. It expands out.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the picture over here. Now, you've got a utensil over there that's very interesting. The utensil is wide on the bottom, narrower at the top. The top part is going to be exactly opposite, going right up to the ceiling of the threshold of the door. Okay? You see how the picture is. I just want to get you understand the picture first before we can explain anything. So you see that jug or whatever, it's on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So a good part of it is under the doorpost, mm-hmm. under the ceiling of the, what do you call it? The lintel. Mm-hmm. The lintel, right? So a part of it is under the lintel, but some of it's sticking outside of the house. The bottom part is outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got the scenario here. Now, the question is going to be, there's going to be some tumah over here. And the question is the tumah able to rise up and to get into the walls and then to make the whole house tummy or not? That's going to be the issue.
The tumah's in the pot?
That's what we're going to talk about. In, on top, around. It has to do with the pot. And we'll see exactly where the tumah is in some of the cases over here. But that's the area. So basically what's going to happen is you have a tefach of the pot hole that is lined up with the lintel, and it's right, and it's considered in the house. The issue is the part of the pot that sticks out beyond the house, that's not in the house. There's some tumah over there. Not the tumah is not actually under the roof of the house. It's in or on the pot, we'll see, under the pot, whatever. But it's not, so the tumah is not really under the house. Is it possible for that pot, since part of it goes under the house, to connect it and to bring it up through the house and make the whole house tumah or not? That's going to be the issue over here. So now let's read inside.
The whole house part is on the right side of this hole.
The who?
The house itself.
It's to the left. Well, and it depends how you're looking at it.
Look at it this way.
That's left.
So this is outside the house.
This is outside the house.
Okay.
In other words.
Okay.
This is the end of the house wall. The end of the house wall. let's imaginary end the house of the wall like that.
Right.
Something like that.
And part of that pot.
This part is definitely under the roof in the house. So let's say the tuma is like right over here. Okay, so the tuma is not in the house.
But the tuma is in the pot.
Oh, so we're going to talk about that. That's the issue over here. All right, now. You've got a pot that is on the side of the lint of, what do you call it, the threshold of the house, and it's a long threshold of the house, and it goes in the house and out of the house. Okay? Now, she'im tala, if you would raise an imaginary line of the top of the jug, it would go up and take the space of a tefach inside the door, the lintel. So the top part, the narrow part, is definitely in the house. It's going to be in the house. What kind of tuma do you got now? This is what's important. Tuma ritzutza. Remember, tuma ritzutza as opposed to an ohel. Again, just to review. Ohel tuma is where you've got a tefach by tefach, and there's a space of air, a tefach. That's an ohel. What means then? It means a tuma goes up, disperses low, but blocked, and doesn't go further. Tuma ritzutza is if you don't have that tefach. So you don't have that, even if it's in a box, whatever, there's no tefach there. It's like there's nothing there. It just goes straight through. Okay? So what do we got here? We got tuma ritzutza. You got, I don't care how the tuma is. Let's say it's right under the pot. Or for that matter, in the pot. The point is, the pot's not blocking. That's the main issue. Tuma ritzutza. Either tachteha, either it's right underneath it, and there's no space of an ama. O besocha, or right in it. So it still goes right through. There's no ohel per se. O al gaba, or on top of it. Either way, what's happening here? The tumah going right through. Now we have to add, and the tumah is on top, in or below, on the outside part of the pot, and the tumah itself actually is not within the barrier border of the house, even with the imaginary line. Okay, clear. So now, What happens? So that tumah is ritzutza. It just does what? It doesn't disperse. Something to disperse. It's straight tuma, wherever it is, whatever its width is, straight up.
So misses the house.
That's if there's nothing to disperse it. That kli cannot disperse it the way it is now. We're going to see another case in a minute where it can. But right now, this is a fairly simple case. Even though they say, well, wait a minute, it's in the kli, isn't the kli tuma, and those are the kli? No. It's tuma ritzutza. There's no ohel anymore. It's only one thing. Tuma goes straight up. That's it. Remember, even if the other part of the... Now, the whole kli will be tuma, but remember, a kli itself, when it's tuma, doesn't spread through a house. Only the tuma. Okay? So, therefore, all you could say is the tuma's on this side of the pot, straight up, misses the house. Therefore... Tuma bokas vola, the tuma goes up, or let's say it's on top of that thing, bokas goes down, either way, right? And the rest of the house is tar. It's no problem. It just goes up and down, something through the house. All right, that is the first case.
So is it fresh?
And therefore, the sides are tame, just like any tuma rutsutsa, and the house will be completely tar. Even though, I mean, you might have thought maybe, well, the pot, most of the pot's in the house. And the pot is going to be tame. So why can't the pot be? Because the pot doesn't give off tuma. It's not tuma's ohel. It's tuma ritzutza. Ritzutza means it's like it's not there. It's like the utensil's not there. Pretend there's no utensil there. And now you got a little piece of corpse limb outside the house. So it just goes straight up and it misses the house. That's that case. Yeah. Question? Comment?
Just curious. Is the threshold significant? That I mean, we're just saying that's where it's positioned. It doesn't mean anything significant.
We're just giving you a case where it's possible to put it not in the house, parts in the house, parts out of the house. I'm not saying that all thresholds are like that, but they, I guess in those days the thresholds were a little bit different than ours.
Yeah.
Maybe it formed a little bit of a balcony, a terrace or some patio or something for that, but it's not. Okay, so that's that case. Now we're looking at the next picture. The next picture, the way it looks over here, is that the pot is same case as before, basically. The only difference is the pot is a tefach off the ground. Already that changes the dynamics completely, because now it's going to function as an ohel. It's going to function as an ohel, and now what's going to happen with that tumah that's underneath it? And now this ohel, let's think about this for a minute, the ohel is starting outside the house. The pot is begins outside the house. Even if the tumah is outside the house, it will spread it, won't it? Because it's an ohel. If it spreads it, where will it spread it? Well, for sure, whatever's underneath the pot gets spread. But wait a minute, what's underneath the pot is also included in the house. So now you've already got this tumah getting into the house. So let's see what happens now. If this pot is one tefach over the ground. Oh, now the tumah is underneath it. Oh, babayis, or in the house. And tachteha, so now what happens? So tachteha vehabayis tame. Everything under it and the house is tummy. In other words, wherever that black ball, which represents tumah, it could be anywhere under that pot.
What is the
one second, it could be under the pot in the house, under the pot out of the house. What's happening is this pot now becomes an ohel, and it combines, as it were, with the rest of the hole, ohel, as if the lintel, let's say, would be overhanging even more, including even more. So therefore he's saying, so what's underneath is tameh, and the bias, the whole house, is tameh. Why? Shakol ohel echad. Because everything is one ohel. Because now under the jug merges with the house. Merges with the house. So now the tumah spreads. Once it spreads under the jug, it now has entered into the house. And now you've got the rest of the house that's like an overhang, so to speak. So it's like the house overhangs like this, and a little knach coming out for the pot. So what if I had a house where you have a whole house, and you got a wall, but the wall bends like this and then like that. Well, if something's here, it's still going to go through the whole house. So that jug is like an indentation out, a protrusion out of the house. That's it functions no different than a protrusion. So it's under the protrusion that's in the house. Even though the tumah may even actually be out of the house completely, but it's under the outside right side of the pot, and now that moves over to the entire pot because it's a tumah as an ohel. So now once it gets the whole pot, that means it's got into the house. Once it gets into the house, then the rest of the house has an ohel, and therefore the tumah spreads into the entire house.
Can you go to the previous one, please?
First. Can I maybe just finish one more word, and then we'll come back? I just want to finish the whole point over here. V'hakol ohel echad hu, but v'tocha, but the inside of the jug, v'gaba, and what is over that jug is tahar, because that part the tumah has not gone through. In other words, the tumah goes under the jug, to the left of the jug, and to anywhere in the house that's not by the jug, but the jug is a blocker and it can't go because it's from the outside. It's not makabel tumah from the outside, so it blocks it. It spreads it, blocks it, and if it's blocked, it just can't go in. It's like there's a wall there to the outside, and nothing can happen over there. Okay, that was if it was underneath. Okay, now what's your question?
Just in the previous one? I think you said the previous
pay
one.
For.
Yeah. So let's say the tumor's inside the pot. Let's assume it's inside in this case, and we put a lid on it. Then it would be
the lid's on it.
If we put a lid,
it depends if there's a tefach in the pot.
There is.
Then it keeps it in there.
Okay, so that would be like the sort of like
that's
the,
an ohel.
Yeah,
ohel in an ohel, blocked out, not a problem. Okay, what's next? I'm gonna do the last part of this one. Okay, this was if the tuma, what did we say, was underneath it, right?
Yeah.
The tuma was underneath it. Fine. Now, what if hoisa hatuma basoicha? What if the tuma was now inside the jug, but the jug's open in the top? Oh, al gaba, or on top of it?
Didn't we do inside already?
We did it when it was
inside, but
it was not. It was not a tefach off the ground, so it was tuma ritzutza. Okay, now it's a tefach off the ground.
So
different case, off the ground. Now, if it's 1 second, if it's inside or on top of it, habayis tamei, the house is tamei, shehi noga'as b'mashkov tefach, because since it now is in part of that with the tefach, which seems to be a problem, because how is it different than the case of before?
Look at the picture.
Right? 1 second.
Does it have no floor?
The kli is tamei.
Does the jug have no bottom?
Maybe. It's off the ground, so it seems to make
so
a difference.
Off the ground matter?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. The kli is tamei, and the ketera is considered part of the ohel together with the house, and it goes in the whole house, but doesn't explain why. Doesn't explain why. He's saying it makes off. He's saying habayis tamei neishino gas b'mashkel katefach, because it's touching the. I don't know. I don't understand. If it's up in the air, tuma is besocha or on top of it, and it's up in the air, the house is tume.
Is it possible the kli doesn't have a bottom?
No, it says in the kli.
Look at the picture, though.
Well, that's not this picture. This picture is the first case.
No, I mean,
it's not.
We're on six, right?
No, six. We're on. What was it, six? No. With Lefikach.
Yeah.
We're not up to six. We're not up to Lefikach. That's going to be a different picture. That's a different picture. We're still on this picture. It's not explaining it. All right? So underneath, we understood what makes everything tummy, right? But the thing is tar. But now, if it's inside or on top of it, now, again, so I don't understand. So habayis tamek nishino gas v'mashkov hatefach v'chein tachta tamek. So underneath is also tamek shatuma yoytzel tachta min habayis. Seems to say that tuma. I guess if you have this tefach, it's able to go. Well, yeah. I'll tell you why. It's tuma. If the tuma is in there, then the whole thing is tummy. The tuma now goes, this is why, if it's up in the air, there's room for the tuma to spread below. If the thing's on top or in it, the kli becomes tummy, right? And the tuma goes right down. It goes right down because it's there's tuma. The thing is tummy, the kli is tummy, and the thing that's tummy goes down. Once it goes down, the tumah goes down, and since the rest of the kli gets into the house, and it spreads through the whole house the same way. As opposed to when it was at the below, it's tumah ritzutza, it goes straight up. Here it's not going straight up, because it's under the thing. In other words, the tumah now goes under the thing. When it was just tumah ritzutza, the first case, it just goes straight up, there's nothing else to talk about. This is not tuma ritzutza. This is tuma in the object. It has made that object tume, and now whatever's underneath, it's an ohel. When it's flat on the ground, it's not an ohel to anything. First case was flat on the ground. There's no
ohel
place for it to go.
The threshold.
What?
It's an ohel to the threshold.
Yeah.
The threshold is getting.
Remember, the first case, it's on the ground, so there's no place for it to move. It just goes straight up.
Right.
But this, since it's up in the air, and once it makes the item, this is not this picture. It's the tumma's in there.
I realize the ball
or on top.
Yeah.
Now you made the holding tummy, and the tumma goes down. It doesn't stop it. Tumma goes down, and it's under. It has a place to maneuver. So where does it go? And since the pot is connected to the house, it just moves straight across and makes the whole thing tummy again.
Almost like the earlier example.
Exactly. It's like the case before. Exactly. Because it goes out from the bottom. It's connected to the house. It's one whole thing. Now we come to the lefikach. Therefore, it's just explaining what's going to happen now. What if now the pot is completely out of the house? It's on the threshold, but none of it is touching into the house at all. Even if it's underneath it, which is an ohel, creates a whole world of tuma underneath, but it stops right at the doorway. Therefore, there is tuma underneath. But still, ain't tumah yela tachta. The tumah is only below. Aval abay tor. The house is completely tor, which would be self-evident.
Yeah, it's not like it's one of those niches in the door.
Right, not like a niche in the door. Okay, you want to start the next one or stop here? When it's a long halacha, so we could start it or stop it.
Either way, to have more people.
Okay, I think we'll stop it here because it's a new inyan, so we'll stop it over here. Okay, so we finished five. Okay, go ahead.